Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, is here. And Ian, reports in the last few moments that the government is now considering again increasing the pandemic unemployment rate to €350 per week for those with prior earnings of €400 per week and above. This would effectively be a reversal of the previous cut to the initial introduced PUP, which it looks like, Ian, is going to be enormously important to an enormous number of people.
It is, Matt, yeah. And those reports coming in from both Danny McConnell tweeting that Heather Humphreys and Pascal Donoghue are to bring reforms at PUP in tomorrow, as are a number of other poll cores. And Matt, this is going to be a very expensive couple of weeks for the government. You know, we're not even 1 week after Budget 2021 and already the plans will have to be ripped up a little bit. I think the best way to get a handle on the cost of this, Matt, is to go back to the previous lockdown where at the peak of it back in May, the very start of May, almost 600,000 people were claiming in the pandemic unemployment payment. Now, we're going to have construction workers still in their jobs. That's about 150,000 people. So take that figure, 150,000, out of it, and you can see pretty much that we're going to have the guts of 400,000 people, maybe as much as 450,000 people on the PUP. And if it does go back to €350 per week for many people, well, you're looking at a bill, Matt, for 6 weeks of somewhere in the region of €800 million. And on top of that, Matt, don't forget, there's 211,000 people on the ordinary live register who are being paid €203 per week. Now, I can't imagine there'll be too many people leaving the live register. Where are those jobs going to be? And that figure also doesn't include the number of companies whose jobs are being supported by the employment wage subsidy scheme. So we are looking at a huge bill for the government over the next 6 weeks. And again, that also doesn't include the new COVID restriction support scheme announced last week that will pay companies who are closed as a result of moving up into levels 4 and 5, effectively level 5 for everybody, up to €5,000 per week every week for the length of the restriction. So there is a mounting bill for the government who last week said, look, we're setting aside, on top of everything that they had announced they'd spend, a contingency of around €3.4 billion. Well, there's going to be a large dent in it over the next 6 weeks. And that, again, there are other things that will happen, Matt. The knock-on effect on consumer spending. If all the shops are closed, retail sales will collapse. We know, again, April, sales were down 35%. So that will be a loss of that to the state. There will also be a loss of income tax from people not in work as well.
Ian, the other thing I would very much worry about for many of what are described as non-essential retailers, a lot of small businesses, and we featured earlier booksellers, I'm thinking of people involved in the fashion business, whatever. Small shops that may not have an online presence or a limited online presence against the behemoths like Amazon, or who had been hoping to do in a level 4 scenario, a click and collect service so that people could order and come in at a pre-assigned time and collect whatever it is they wanted to buy, who are going to be denied that opportunity now at coming into the busiest time of the year. How fearful would you be that if some businesses shut down again, they'll never reopen?
I think, Matt, there will be some businesses for whom the doors possibly won't reopen, because remember, there are companies that have had reserves. They would have gone through them earlier on this year. They possibly would have got the restart grants, the second round of the restart grants. It may not be enough. Because, of course, as you said, look, you can tell companies, look, hold on till Christmas. Everybody will pile through the doors. That's possibly not realistic, Matt. And I think for some retailers out there, the issue will be, and we saw it last week with Pamela Scott announcing the closure of half of its stores, there are just forces arranged against them. There's the trend to digital that people are spending money on online stores, mostly out of this country. What happens? Where are you going to get the money now to start a digital business in the next couple of weeks? Where are you going to get the resources to start, you know, finding website developers, app developers? It's just not feasible for smaller companies out there. It will take too much time and too much money, which they don't have. So I hate to be very bleak about it, Matt, but, you know, we're seeing it in the liquidation figures. We're seeing it in the receivership numbers, particularly, Matt, as well. Something that we haven't talked about is the supply chain to the food and hospitality sector. they're going to be hit by this. There's not going to be many hotels with doors open if you can't go move within 5 kilometres. So who is going to be spending money in hotels and restaurants over the winter? There's a huge range of economic impacts coming from this, Matt.
Okay, and then, of course, we've bloody Brexit on top of it as well. And the Brits and their gaslighting of us that this is all the EU's fault and not wanting to negotiate. Michel Barnier didn't go to London today, I take it, given that he was effectively disinvited by Michael Gove and others.
If I possibly can give some good news, Matt, well, having had the row on Friday between the two sides, it looks like there might be potentially some good news this evening. It appears that the two chief negotiators, Michel Barnier on the EU side and David Frost on the British side, have been in contact, have agreed to restart negotiations and agreed to restart them on the basis of legally agreed text. So that would suggest that there's a serious element here that there could be an agreement. There's been reports on Bloomberg, the news agency, saying that Boris Johnson could drop some parts of the internal markets bill, which is the one that would have rode roughshod over the legal text of the Northern Ireland Good Friday Agreement. So perhaps there could be a compromise here, though I do see in the House of Commons in the last couple of hours, Michael Gove saying that regardless of what happens, come December the 31st, Britain will be leaving, deal or no deal, and they will take back control.
The usual old guff. Listen, just one thing to finish off there, Ian, on a slightly lighter note. I was mentioning earlier that fashion retailers, particularly those who are more in formal wear, such as work suits and evening wear, have faced a very, very tough year. But now it turns out, because with so many people working from home, tell us about the shortage that's looming of leisure wear.
Yeah, this is an interesting story in The Guardian today. They've spoken to fashion retailers and the supply chain, saying that there could be a shortage of runners, there could be a shortage of tracksuits, leggings, casual gear, because, of course, shops have sold out of them because people are working from home. And what's the point of wearing a suit? Although I was wearing one the other day myself, Matt, when I had a meeting to do. So, yeah, there is a shortage of sales because sales have shot up so high. But also this struggle with the supply chain is to keep up with demand. There may not be as much supply coming into retailers over the next couple of months as the supply chain tries to increase their production over the next while. So there could be a shortage in the run-up to Christmas, so that you could be sitting at home doing the show from your house wearing your shirt and tie.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider, Markets Editor of The Business Post.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.